Jack and Jill here.
Hello.
Welcome to the Jack Jill Show, entertaining real estate investment talk. I'm Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about real estate agent egos and what you should know.
I don't know what you're talking about, Jack. I have never experienced that. Not at all.
Hey, we're not...
I'm a little confused.
We don't... On this show, Jill and I... They have a lot to say about real estate agents and the whole real estate agent environment and market. And so we're not picking on anyone specifically, but our whole point, real big picture point is, in a lighthearted way, come on, everyone, it's a little bit antiquated.
I agree.
It's a little bit out of the 50s here.
Oh, my goodness.
Do you pick up your phone and do you order an Uber or a Lyft? Or do you go and wait, stand on the corner and try to find a taxi? You get a lift.
Exactly. Right off your phone.
But we don't have that luxury to sell our house that way. So Jill and I have chosen, in a lighthearted way, to make a little bit of fun of it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is going to be good.
That's what it's about.
Exactly.
Keep the hate mail coming. I love it, actually. It's fuel.
Totally.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the jackjill.com online community. It's free.
Okay. Joe S. asks, I offered $300 an acre in Elko County, Nevada, northeast corner of the state. I was fortunate to open my mail today from a seller who was willing to sell me two properties quite close to each other, 1.3 and 2.7 acres in the same subdivision, for $2,200. They are 5 miles from Elko proper, where there is a Walmart, Home Depot, etc. Both have access, but not much else. Comps seem to be about $100 to $1,500 an acre for properties that are further from town than these. It brings my acquisition price up to $500 an acre and really burns most of my seed money. I'm a little confused about sitting on the properties for too long, since stuff in this part of the country seems to sit for a while. However, taking down two properties in one quick deal may be worth it. Thoughts?
Well, I'll tell you, you did everything right. Yep. You're asking the right questions. Yep. And so you're kind of at that moment of truth where you're staring at the deal saying, all right, I did everything right. Be careful what I wish for.
Yep.
So you're going to have to make that decision yourself. I will tell you that this pricing in this county specifically, in the area that where you're talking about, I'm really familiar with it. We're intimately familiar, and it's a little bit pricey for my taste. But... do I think you can easily double your money on these deals? Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you were priced at $300 an acre for a 6,000 acre ranch, I would say you're off your rocker. That would be closer to 70 bucks an acre. But these properties are small. I think you're pretty relatively new at this. And I think these are two really good starter deals to purchase and go through the whole process on and learn.
You know what, Joe? Don't be afraid of... $300 for a comp around $1,000, this is all... that's perfect. The way you originally went out of the gate was perfect. I want to say, too, don't be afraid to just stick to your guns and tell them, look, I love it at $300. I can't do it at $500.
Yeah.
And then walk. Because you know what? 2 days later, you're going to get another letter in the mail from someone wanting to sell at your $300 price.
Yeah.
Number one. And number two, if they really want to sell, give them a week. They might call you back and say, okay, let's just do it. You know, because we're talking, you know, it's not a lot of money. The big difference, you know, and I think you did it right.
So do I. I actually would probably do the deal.
At $300 or the $500? I would stick to my guns.
I know you would.
Because if comps are $1,000, that's what I want to do. I want to offer, I want to do $300 an acre. Let's just be honest here, okay? Then because by my time my costs and I get it recorded and all that good stuff, I still want to double my money and get out, and I want it to be under everything else.
Well, let's not forget, Joe, that there's two APNs here.
True.
So the hard money facts are, you know, 1.3 acres is about $700 at $500 an acre, or mm-hmm. $600. That's rock bottom.
True.
For a piece of real estate, it's $600.
Well, maybe meet him in the middle.
I think he's... like, Jill gets so hung up on price.
$2,000.
She loves to negotiate.
Because I'm doing all the work.
Let's get the thing done. He's purchasing one of these properties for $600 or $700 for an acre. I think I would do that deal.
Okay.
As long as it's got access.
It does, he said.
And then 2.7, you're in the what? $1,000 for 2.7 acres or whatever, $1,200. I think that you're going to do just fine, Joe. Even though Jill wants to make it her career to squeeze every single penny.
Well, I mean, I want to do it right. And if Joe doesn't have a lot of money, let's do it right. And then we're going to sell them really fast.
Here's what Jill really means. $300 or $500 an acre at these for these two little properties, is they're not going to say no.
Right.
And that's how Jill goes into this. If that's not going to make or break this, they've already decided to sell it.
Correct.
So if you sweet talk them like Jill, you're going to get what you want. That's really what she's trying to say through the microphone here.
Thank you. Bingo.
And trust me, Jill gets what she wants.
That's right.
At work and elsewhere.
Thank you.
Today's topic, real estate agent egos and what you need to know, why they're good, and maybe why they're not so good. This is the meat of the show.
Bring it.
Real estate agents, for whatever reason, like no other profession that I have been ever seen, believe that they have been entitled and empowered. And it's really, 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 and it's an interesting psychological situation to be in where you kind of watch what they do. And the more deals they do, the more empowered they feel. And it's based on nothing.
Well, not even that. I say right out of the gate, there's like, you and I both have sat through real estate school and gone through all the motions. And so we know what's involved there. We know what the training is and all that good stuff. I don't understand this mentality and the mindset, though. I mean, I guess I sat there with my investor hat on. So I knew what I was hoping to get, what I was there to gain.
I was there to learn.
Exactly.
Learn about state laws.
Well, yeah, and I, exactly.
I wasn't there to learn how to get a listing.
And how to lease a car.
Yeah.
So, what to wear. Could you imagine? I'm a little surprised that those classes
that they
weren't there.
Have.
They should do
they
that.
They should say, what is appropriate to wear?
Exactly.
Dressing like a hooker is not appropriate.
Correct. Yeah, and the best lease rates. You know what, man? That's what Lexus and Mercedes and everybody out there should be doing. They should be going to real estate school,
gosh,
standing
right.
outside.
Jill, that's brilliant.
Out leasing information.
You know how teachers get special pricing on mortgages and stuff?
Yeah, like the credit union.
Yeah, real estate agents could get sympathy pricing.
Totally.
Actually,
hey,
should be charged more.
You're
to
a new
offset
realtor.
The teachers.
I'm gonna put you in a C class. For $300 a month, it is new real estate
gosh,
special. Just sorry, I can't help it. I'm so sorry. Okay, so
there's something about this profession that it brings out this certain type of personality,
I know.
And I just don't get it.
I know.
I don't understand this empowerment. You know, after go to school for 6 weeks, really, you don't learn anything at all. You learn how to pass a test. That's
right.
What you learn.
You really do. You're
and
just getting the answers.
You. Yeah.
Yeah. You and I were really there to learn. You're right. And all they're doing is like blowing through it, telling you how to answer the questions.
And so now you have to pay, by the way. So you've got to pay for the class $500 or $700. I don't probably more now. It's been years and years since I went through it. By the way, we never took the test. We just went there to get educated. And it's worth it. Mm-hmm. I would advocate that you go to real estate school for sure. Even if you're an investor, don't take the test or get
license.
The license or anything. But it is, for $500, it's a pretty lot of education.
Yeah, it's really, really good.
So you go through the whole thing, you take the test, probably take it 2 or 3 times because it's pretty tough. And, there's this sense of false empowerment where you do a couple of deals, you get a $3,000 to $4,000 check. All the way you're all the while you're paying,
mm-hmm.
right? It's not like you get a job and you get a paycheck mm-hmm. 2 weeks after the job, and you're learning from people. You have to pay. Mm-hmm. You got to pay the National Real Association
cards.
Of Realtors. You have to pay the broker. You have to pay for your desk. You have to pay.
You pay to put the signs in the yards.
So the designated broker is, they're in the business of attracting as many real estate agents as they can to pay this desk fee to go out and make them money.
Right.
It's the system's all cockeyed backwards.
It's crazy. I have to point out one thing.
I have a lot to say. Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. Keep going.
No, go ahead.
Well, one thing about this whole 6 weeks thing, 6 weeks, pass a test, you're walking around with this license and you just have, there's these egos. This is what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay. An esthetician who waxes people, they go for 6 months and they don't have an attitude. Let's all think about
this. Well, they go to work and they do a job and they get a paycheck.
Exactly. But they could be freelance. They could do their own thing, but they're licensed. Mm-hmm. And then if you really want to go and do the full cosmetology so you can do hair, it's 2 years. Okay. It's all more than these guys. I just had to throw that out there. I just thought that timing is funny.
So you go through school, you pay all this money, probably close to $5,000 these days. You're $5,000 out of your pocket, and you're sitting at a desk somewhere that's not that you share with everyone. And all the people that are in the brokerage office with you are in competition of each other.
Right.
They're not here, you know, not like most jobs, everybody works together and you help. Right. But your competitors are sitting directly next to you, looking at what you're doing, because they want to steal your deals.
Exactly.
None of this makes any sense to me. This is what this show's about.
I know.
So, you forget about that, because you're smart, and you go out and you sit down with somebody who wants to sell their house, because you want to get the listing.
Yep.
What do? Do you try to help them get the best price for their house? No.
Exactly.
No, you don't do that. You try to get them to list the house for as cheap as possible, because you want to make a commission.
Right. Exactly.
It doesn't make any sense.
Just to get to sell. Yep.
Do you try to charge them as little as possible and help them? No, no. You charge them full price. cheapest you can get the house listed
it's
for.
True.
Charge them the full 6, maybe 7% of the listing price. And because you're motivated to get as many listings as possible, because you went to the Sweat Hog School of Listings, there's this thing called Sweat Hogs.
Shut up, really?
Yeah. You pay extra money.
Oh my gosh.
And you know what they say? Here, I'll save everybody the money.
What?
This is what you learn at Sweat Hogs. Get as many listings as you can. Never work with a buyer. Never put anybody in your car. It's a waste of time. And they're right.
Wow. Just get the listing, sit back, and let it happen.
This is this sweet old lady who just signed a listing agreement. It's an exclusive agreement, by the way. If anybody comes knocking on the door because they thought about next door, their sister needs a house, they have to pay.
You still get your money. Yep.
So there's a bunch of stuff on little old lady's mind, the seller, that she needs help with.
Yeah.
Do you think the real estate agent is going to help her with any of that stuff? Nope. No way. Why would they?
Call
They're not motivated
kids.
To.
Not my thing.
It's not part of the system of getting listings. So what do? They hire a photographer. They're $200-$300 out for that at least. And if they're lucky, they get the broker's assistant to input all the stuff in their MLS, which takes like 2 days, by the way. Right. It's incredibly complicated.
Mm-hmm.
And now they have a listing, and it's in the MLS, and they walk away. Yep. They let somebody, other schmo broker across town, who's working with the buyer, to do all the work.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're on to getting the next listing.
Yeah.
Where the hell is the respect in that?
I know.
How is that? There's no respect in that.
I don't understand the whole ego thing. I really don't.
I would rather be like a semiconductor salesman or something.
Right.
Or, you know, and the ones who are really, really good at it are the ones who actually are pleasant, which is and answer the phone. I have never met a real estate agent in my life who answers the phone effectively. Have you?
No. No. You know,
it's impossible to get them on the phone, and it's because of their ego.
Right.
It's because they turned a few deals, maybe made $10,000 this month.
I think they
best
show up
ones
in front.
Make $100,000.
Like all of us, they're just, I hate to say this, based on experience, you know, they're all excited up front. They're your best friend up front until you sign the paper and then they go dark. It's like dating. And I'm not going to tell you what this sign the paper part is equivalent to. There's an act that happens, and then they disappear.
It sounds like you have some experience with this, Jill.
So, I heard.
Jill has predatory experience.
I heard. My girlfriends are telling me. That's so funny. Anyway.
So I think that a lot of people go into this real estate agent/broker thing, and they just have no idea what it really is all about. It's the system just set up. It's a ridiculous system. The brokers win. That's the only person who wins in any of this is the broker, the designated broker, with 100 people under them, You know who really wins? People like us.
Yeah, you know what? That's a good part, because they're out there doing their thing and pissing people off.
We make a ridiculous amount of money, and everybody's happy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, how many
people... we don't deal with agents at all, ever.
You know, it's interesting that...
we just got a deal in. Dude, this is... I was cracking up. I don't even know if you knew, you realized you did it. We got a deal in, and it was a price right from a mailer. And there's a real estate agent involved. The seller said, I do have it listed, and your price works for me, but I got to run it through the real estate agent because I signed a listing. And what, do you remember what happened?
No.
You said, forget it.
Yeah, we're out. We're not dealing with agents.
Forget that. I'm not dealing with it.
Yeah.
And that's what happened. And I happened to be, somebody either told me at the office or I overheard it. I can't remember.
I think the seller called and said they're out.
And your immediate reaction was, forget it. I don't care if the deal's good or not.
Yeah. We don't work with agents.
And that says it all right there.
Yeah.
You know, because we do deals. That's what we do for a living.
Yeah.
When we're not doing the show, we're doing real estate deals.
Yeah.
And nothing kills a real estate deal like a real estate agent.
Yeah.
That's been my experience.
Yeah. I don't need that. I don't need the headache. I don't need the hassle. So I agree. So funny. Back to the car thing. You like my car idea? I think this is funny.
I wonder why certain manufacturers, BMW specifically, because it's just such a dumb car.
Oh,
and
BMW.
A dumb car company.
Yeah, that's perfect.
I think, you know, people buy BMWs the same way they buy handbags. It's just a kind of a, they think it's a trophy or some kind of status thing. So I think real estate agents, they should have a BMW employee in every real estate school.
I think that's good. There should be, I like this. It should be, why don't they do this? And you know what? And the right purse people, they should be sitting outside too. There should be a Nordstrom's rep and a BMW rep sitting outside of real estate graduation day when they get their tests back or whatever. I don't know.
I've never known a person who owns a BMW who's right in the head.
Oh,
never.
Yes, that's true.
And so over the years, every opportunity I get, because I'm a total car guy, I ask people who purchase BMWs or they're driving, I'm like, you know, how did you come to that decision?
Yeah.
What happened? What was the thought process in that? Like, is it the engine size or the features? And every single time they kind of turn their head sideways a little bit and they get this little smirk on their face, like, you know what, Jack, you just don't get it. Us BMW owners, we get it.
That's hilarious.
I think you need to just, someday you'll get it. You'll catch on someday.
Hilarious.
It's funny. It's like, and then they don't work.
I got to tell you something funny.
The cars don't work.
Totally. Okay, so my whole family, I can go back at least two generations, and I'm talking everyone, aunts, uncles, grandparents, my parents, cousins, one person, and you know who it is, has owned a BMW.
Yep, I know exactly who you're talking about, and that completely
only
makes my point.
One person. So funny. Anyway, on that note,
needless to say, it's not the ultimate driving machine.
Yeah. Is that their logo? Is that theirs?
It used to be. I don't know if
it's
still.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That's so funny.
Well, you've done it again. Wasted another 30 minutes listening to the Jack Jill Show. Join us tomorrow where we discuss what happens with real estate inheritance. It's a little bit more complicated than you think.
Super cool. And we answer your questions should you have one posted on our online community found on jackjill.com. Go there. It's free.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. Good show.
Yeah.
Probably lost half of our listeners.
I know. That's okay. This is weed them out week. Just kidding.
I wish we could do that with the kids.
Right?
Weed them out week.
Weed them out week.
I love weed them out week.
Yeah.
That applies to so much stuff.
It really does.
I'm going to write that down.
Again, dating.
Weed them out week.
Weed them out week. Instead of rush week or whatever week, weed them out week. Shark week.
We should have an acquisition closeout week because there's always, no matter what you do, I go into our acquisition system and there's just stragglers constantly. There's constantly like 10% of the deals that come in were on the fence about, so they just sit there in the system forever.
Yeah, and the people call back like, are you sure you don't want it? And the more they call back, the less I want it.
Yeah. Why is that?
Isn't that funny?
We should just have no emotion about it at all. Numbers make sense or they don't.
Well, you know, it's like you just, it's you need to make a decision and move on too, yeah. I think. So if we say no, then the answer is no. And you know what? That's a good point. I need to probably get better with the staff of saying the answer is no unless A, B, C, and D are done.
Right.
And unless they do all A's, B, and C, we don't want to talk to them.
Well, I mean, this is how I know our staff is doing their job, because they don't want to kill a deal. They'll do anything to make the deal happen. And I think that's really a great place for us to be in. If they're complacent.
True.
And they're like, I'll just wait till you guys decide, whatever.
It's true.
That would be bad.
Yeah, they do want to make the deals. Yeah. I get it. That's really, really good. Hey, share the fun by subscribing on iTunes or wherever you're listening. And while you're at it, rate us there, please.
We are Jack and Jill. Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.